The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
All of us have been troubled by reports of people turning away from God, turning away from the church, turning away from their faith. Fewer people than ever go to church. And so what a real shocker it was, I think for lack of a better word, to sit back and see a couple of ads about Jesus. And I cannot imagine any country that we inhabit where a politician would object. But almost on cue, Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez didn't like the ads. Nope, she's not. She wasn't very much in favor of the He Gets Us ads, which seemed to me to deliver the relatability of Jesus during a very troubled time. Brad Hill is with the He Gets Us campaign, and wants to. I'm so excited to talk to somebody who can kind of tell us the origins of it, give us a little bit of the backstory to two very high-profile ads. And if you look at all the charts, Brad, that show how people like the spot, you know, all the campaign ads, because Super Bowl ad watching is a big sport. The He Gets Us ads were right up there, very popular, weren't they?
Hey, Mike. Yeah. Good morning. Happy day after Super Bowl. We're waking up to some really interesting results. You're right. We were just looking at the USA Today ad meter. Yeah, people like to rank these things. We had two ads, like you said, about this confounding love of Jesus. They came in at number 8 and number 15.
Nice.
We're thrilled with that. You know, people are rating this message of Jesus higher than things like Pringles and TurboTax and Jeep.
I love
that. So we feel like that's a message that actually reaches the right, the left, and everybody in between.
No kidding. I mean, any day that Jesus would rank higher than Pringles on a favorability chart, I think it's a good day. It really, it's an amazing campaign. It's pretty extraordinary to see the commitment that obviously a group of people have put behind advancing the word of Jesus Christ and the love of Jesus Christ to the masses. And I know you don't, I'm not going to get into the politics with you, and you guys are not right, left, and you're purposefully non-denominational. But I mean, here was Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, arguably one of the highest profile members of Congress, tweeting out her disapproval of the ads. She said, "Something tells me Jesus would not spend millions of dollars on Super Bowl ads to make fascism look benign." Now, again, I'm not going to ask Brad Hill, my guest, if it's fair to think that Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez believes that Jesus was a fascist. But I'm sure you've heard the criticism about the spend. Talk a little bit about that pushback that I'm sure you guys have gotten. I'm sure it was many, many millions of dollars to run a 60 and a 30-second ad on the Super Bowl.
Well, yeah, you know, the whole time we've been at this project now, it's been about 10 months that He Gets Us has been running ads. A lot of your listeners probably, Super Bowl wasn't the first time. We've been showing these on Major League Baseball and March Madness and the Grammys. But the whole project really has been centered on one simple thing, and that is Jesus. That's his kind of brand of love that some would call radical. And in fact, one of the things we see, interestingly, we haven't done an ad on this, but the controversy or some of the discussion that you're pointing out is something that was a parallel during Jesus' time. You know, he had government leaders, he had religious elites, he had a lot of people raising eyebrows, pointing fingers, pretty upset. And so we've seen similar things as we just try to bring out simple messages from him. We get some similar interest. But I can tell you this morning on your money question, it is costly to get a message out to the American people. And yet on a marketing spend, we've been grateful to have donors step up and support this. It's a great deal. Yeah. You know, last night, Mike, you know, estimates are there were 110, 115 million people tuned in.
Right.
I think it was like 90% of televisions in America were watching the Super Bowl that were turned on. And you can't get that kind of exposure many other places. And then this morning I wake up just before I talk to you, and I've got, for example, one person who's about to go do a mission trip to reach children in slums and wants to know if they can bring, he gets us shirts and some messages along because they want to do the work they're doing in Jesus' name. And so we're seeing these ads like compel people to do more physical acts, you know, so it's actually creating more generosity as a result of the media.
You know, the Bible calls on all of us to I mean, I know this is an evangelistic theme. It calls on us to open our hearts and spread the good news, spread the word about the love of Jesus Christ. And you guys are putting, let's face it, you're putting your money where your mouth is, you know, and that this is an incredible thing. Brad Hill is our guest. He's with the campaign He Gets Us. HeGetsUs.com, incidentally, real easy website, HeGetsUs.com. I know you're the chief solutions officer over at Glue. Glue is doing great work, too. Glue, G-L-O-O, you're the leading creator of technology that makes it easier for churches and people to get connected with each other. So this has got to come full circle for you with the work that you've been doing for so long with Glue, and then to see this ad campaign that Glue was kind of a part of in the boardroom with, and figuring all out the X's and O's on this. It's got to be very gratifying for you, Brad, to see all this play out.
It's very rewarding. Yeah. And last night, you know, we beefed up our team to be ready for the Super Bowl. Glue is handling a lot of the conversations and a lot of the connections. I could go all day telling you stories just from last night that came through. And this morning we have right now, Mike, over 20,000 churches that are connecting to the He Gets Us campaign. They're using Glue, as you said, to facilitate this conversation.
Sure.
And they're waking up this morning with tons and tons of stories, tons of conversations, by the way, from people who would not normally set foot in our churches.
Right.
Who are, you know, I just had a conversation with someone who describes himself as an atheist. And wow. He said, for the first time in 20 years, I'm feeling a sense of hope this morning because of what you guys did on the Super Bowl.
Brad, let me ask you, when you invest millions like this in two spots, obviously I'm in the marketing business with the show. I mean, I endorse products and companies, and we're in fact involved in a campaign right now to bring relief efforts to Turkey and Syria through our Christian ministry partners, Food for the Poor. So we do this on a regular basis. I watch spreadsheets and I know return on an investment. Overall, is it too soon to know, or can you tell if it has been a success? In other words, was the investment worth it? Was the juice worth the squeeze?
Well, we're gonna see this play out, Mike, at some macro levels. You know, we talk about ads and marketing and eyeballs and the like, but as I referenced, individual conversations at the end of the day is really what we regard as the ultimate measure.
Sure.
of this. And, you know, we look out at social media this morning. If you saw the ads, you know, what we talked about last night was essentially how do we remind people to model Jesus' love with people with whom you disagree.
And by the way, there were two ads. There's a 30-second version and a 60-second version. We want to, with your permission, we'd love to share it with our audience through our website, mikeonline.com. We'll also text it out to everybody in just a minute or two. But the first ad was just delightful, showing that famous video that went viral of a little black boy and a little white boy running to each other and giving them each other a hug. Jesus wants us to be childlike. He gets us. He understands it. Understands us. The relevance of Jesus in our lives and the way Jesus should be relevant in our lives. But then the other ad, a little edgier, and it was about and showed some scenes of conflict and protest and the message on the screen was Jesus loves those who we hate. What a powerful message.
That's right. Yeah. And the success ultimately is, you know, I look at social media and you look at comments and how we all behave. It's, you know, in a sense, those two ads are this juxtaposition.
Right.
There's so many places in Scripture where Jesus calls us to be childlike.
Right.
So in a sense, it's sort of the best of children put up against the worst in adults.
Right.
That was the conversation, right? And So I think it's a challenge for me, for all of us, to wake up and say, man, before I post that thing on Twitter or before I yell back at the customer service agent or whatever I'm doing, let me think about this a little bit. And maybe Jesus' example helps us all, treat each other a little bit better.
Amen. Today. Brad, I have to say, AOC's tweet aside, I don't think you've gotten the pushback that I was afraid you would get. Certainly not from the secular left. I know there'll be some internal debate about Christianity and evangelical Christians, but I get a sense, as an observer, there hasn't been that much pushback. I think a lot of people are pretty gratified by the campaign. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, we're blown away, Mike, with the response. And I think some people, it takes them a couple of minutes to think about, wait, is it really this simple? Are you really just doing a large media push about Jesus? You know, as you said earlier, we're not affiliating with any church. It's not a denomination. It really is that simple. In fact, we lean into it. There's an article up on HeGetsUs.com simply titled, "He Gets Us Has an Agenda." And if you read it, what you'll find is that our agenda is pretty simple. It's really just this radical love of Jesus that we're talking about. And folks are reading, they're watching. They are, by the way, a lot of folks want to read more from the Bible. They want to go to the source text, as one person put it. And so we've seen a tremendous uptick in that. And yeah, they're getting connected to churches and groups all over the country. So the response has been just nothing short of breathtaking.
Wow, that's fantastic. Imagine that, a campaign that directs people to Jesus and the Holy Bible. I can't imagine why people aren't complaining. Brad, congratulations. What a beautiful, beautiful moment that was. And incidentally, anyone can text the keyword Jesus to our text line, 800-655-MIKE, and we'll send you back to their website, hegetsus.com, or just text the keyword Jesus to the Mike Gallagher Show text line, 800-655-MIKE. Brad Hill, congratulations again. Keep fighting the good fight. And on behalf of the millions of people who listen to us, please thank the team there at He Gets Us from all of us here at the Mike Gallagher Show for doing the Lord's work. This is really good. Very powerful stuff.
I'll be sure to do that. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Brad. All the best. Take care. Brad Hill.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.